It was the most virulent, deadly pandemic the world had seen. When the virus began to finally relent, 2/3 of the planet's population were gone. 4.2 billion people. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation. Survival by any and all means. A pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
Hey, Loner.
What the hell? You shouldn't sneak up on me like that. I could have
screamed like a little girl.
Oh, you're hilarious.
What are you doing up here all alone in the cold? Is that a cell phone?
No. This is Sydney. She was a freshman at Cleveland High School. She loved Taylor Swift and her dog Nacho. She was fighting with her mother and missing her dad who was in Afghanistan. She was also crushing hard on a boy named Tyler.
You got all that from a cell phone?
Our whole lives were on these things, Kate. Text, music, Facebook, Twitter, pictures. It's all on these little devices, preserved for eternity.
So this now begs the question, why are you going through a teenage girl's cell phone? I mean, it's a little skeevy, don't you think?
Yeah, if I was some sort of pervert, but that isn't why I have it. These were people, Kate, just like you and me. They got up, they went to school or work, and struggled with mundane problems. This is real history right here. And learning about them sort of helps me remember why we should keep trying. It gives me hope that we can be better.
That's sort of... wow. That's pretty amazing. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Well, don't go spreading it around. I do have a reputation to maintain around here.
Oh, yeah, I know. The biggest, baddest teddy bear ever encountered. Fear his cuddly nature.
Remind me again why I like you.
Come on, Mr. Stuffies. We gotta get downstairs now. They're waiting.
Mr. Stuffies? Are you calling me fat? Because I'll have you know, this is pure muscle.
Yeah, I know.
I can lift a truck.
I know, you're so strong.
Seriously, I'll show you. When we get finished with this tribunal, I'll lift a truck. And then you'll see how strong I really am.
All right, everyone, let's settle down, please. Can we settle down? All right. Now, 2 days ago, myself, Cohen, Kate, and Shakes went to Legacy Emmanuel with the intention of procuring more medical supplies. In the course of our search, we came across two survivors from Ross Island. Since they were in need, I decided it best to help them. Our two groups worked together to gather a large amount of medicine. But during an attempt to open a secure door, Shakes accidentally set off an alarm, which alerted a large group of ghouls to our presence. During our escape, Shakes was wounded quite extensively, and after a quick examination, I made the choice to end his suffering.
You killed him?
Yes, his wounds were quite extensive, and I knew we wouldn't be able to make it back here in time to save his life, so... rather than prolong his suffering, I shot him.
That's a pretty extreme choice to make. What gives you the right to the end of life of someone who's part of our society? How can you be so sure that Shakes couldn't have been saved?
Hey! None of you were there. None of you saw him. Fox made an extremely difficult choice. Could any of you say that you could have done the same? To see someone suffering that much and choose to show them mercy, could you, Warner? Because I don't think I could. I would hope that if I were hurt that bad, Fox would show me the same mercy.
But how can any of you be so sure that he couldn't have been saved?
When they returned, I examined Shakes myself. He'd been bitten at least 35 times. Two of those bites managed to cut into the femoral and radial arteries. Had it only been one artery, there's a chance they might have managed to bind the wound long enough to get him back. But with two, death was assured.
Would he have turned? I mean, If they had got him back, would he have become a ghoul?
Okay, really? Can we please stop calling them ghouls? They're people who've lost themselves to a horrible drug. Can we call them the lost or something? Please. Calling them ghouls only dehumanizes them and prevents us from thinking of them as people.
That's not a bad idea. And to answer the question, no, there was no possibility of Shakes becoming one of the lost.
Thank you.
It's not like something out of one of those old movies. The dead don't come back to life.
But you don't know how the bug worked. No one was ever able to really figure out how it spread.
That's somewhat true. The only thing we were certain of was initially it was airborne, not unlike measles, though it had longer life outside the human body. Where measles could live 2 hours outside of a host, the virus we dealt with was stronger. We also suspected that it could be transmitted in other ways, but the research was never conclusive. But we are certain it wasn't transmitted through bites. The ghoul... Apologies, Kate. The lost are people like all of us, suffering a disease that chose to ingest methamphetamines in order to cure themselves because they believed social media during the panic. While it is true that taking meth will slow the progression of the virus, it will not stop or cure it.
Then why do the lost try to eat us? What are they exactly?
From what we know, they are essentially addicts. Addicts suffering from serious complications from their drug abuse, as well as a virus that is breaking down natural proteins in the body. Their muscles have seized into painful contortion, and they're driven by an intense need to replace that protein. They seem to have lost most of their cognitive abilities and are driven only by the need to feed their hunger. Any more than that, I can't say because we were never able to study them.
Can they be cured?
It's possible they could be broken of their meth addiction, but the virus would kill them quite quickly.
Listen, the point of this inquiry has been transparency. We all need to be held accountable for our actions, especially when we leave the sanctuary. Because we only thrive when we work together. Now, if there's no more questions, there are things that need to be done. Thank you.
Hey, buddy, were you looking for me?
Yeah, come in. I've had people looking for you all day. Where have you been?
Recentering myself. It's been a rough few days.
No joke. What was this one's name?
Sydney.
I like that name. You'll have to tell me the story sometime, but right now I need you to work on a problem for me.
Just one?
It seems Doc Ryan has lost some of the medicine we brought back from Legacy. Specific medicines, and I also got word that some batteries have gone missing and some other things that by themselves seem random, but when put together make some of us believe that someone is trying to cook meth.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
The doc is worried that someone might be infected, and we can't take that chance. So I'm ordering a new round of tests done on everyone, and while the doc is conducting that, I need you to find out who our thief is and why they're taking this stuff.
Well, I think I can tell you right now who's...
And I don't want you even thinking about accusing someone without proof. Am I clear?
Fine. I won't accuse Warner unless I'm absolutely sure he's behind it.
Matt, I don't know how many times we have to go over this. I'm sick of this. So bullet points, okay? Infirmary. Food. Greenhouses. Do you get it?
All right, you made your point. Again. I won't go after him unless I have real proof and not just what I saw.
Okay, look, get Tyler to help you. He knows the building in and out, but keep it quiet. We don't need to start a panic. Ask the doc to let you know who he'll be testing and when, so you'll have a window to check out everyone's quarters. I'm taking Kate, Wheeler, and that guy with the neck tattoo. I can never remember his name.
Is it Todd? The tall guy with the peacock color hair?
That's him. I'm taking them to Hillsboro for some house-to-house searches. Never know what we might find.
Just be careful out there.
It'll be fine. It isn't like we're going to Troutdale.
Oh, dude, don't even joke about that.
Get with Tyler. No, actually, have the doc test you first, then get with Tyler and start hunting down our thief. I'll see you soon.
Cohen! Want to play ball with us?
I can't right now, Princess. I gotta see your dad. Is he around?
Yeah, just in there.
Good. Hey, why don't you guys take this madness down to the loading dock? There's way more room down there.
But Mr. Warner said we shouldn't play down there. He said we're a bunch of nuisances and should be fed to the wolves. I don't like him.
Well, I said you could play down there, and if anyone has a problem with that, you tell them to come talk to me. Now get going, you little monsters. Off with you!
Hey, Cohen. What can I do for you?
Fox wants you to help me track down a thief. Doc gave me a list of the people he's testing today, and you and I are going to check their quarters this afternoon. But right now, we're going to be checking some of the upper floors where someone might have set up a place to cook meth.
Really? Why would someone need to make that stuff here?
Maybe once we find out who it is, we can find out why. Come on, we've got a lot of ground to cover.
Sure, well, I just gotta... Wait, where's my daughter?
Tina's fine. I sent her down to the docks with the other kids to play. They really shouldn't be cooped up inside like that. It isn't good for them, or any of us, for that matter.
Well, I don't like her being out of my sight for too long, Cohen. She's all I got left in the world, and I just...
Well, then, let's just get this over with quick, and you can get back to her. We're gonna start on the fifth floor and work our way down.
Cohen, come in. You'll be happy to know that I finished your test and you're still in perfect health. You and Fox both.
What can I say, Doc? It's all this clean living. You got tomorrow's list of victims?
Right here. So, any luck with your search?
Not yet. The top floor is a real mess. We're going to need to get up there soon and clean it out. Might find some good stuff in there. Fourth floor was just as bad. Everything was still locked. Third floor was the same. There was nothing suspicious in anyone's room, but we only got to take a look in about 10 or so,
Well, it isn't like someone would be able to hide what it would take to manufacture the drug if that's what they're doing.
I don't think that's what's happening. My gut is telling me that our thief is taking the stuff, waiting until dark, and meeting with someone outside, bartering for something.
That's a good theory. I mean, it isn't like we can keep eyes on each and every person here. I know our number is small, but 67 people is hardly something to scoff at. And with no power, we can't exactly go to the security footage, can we?
It'd make things easier if we could. I still feel like I'm missing something, though. I mean, what would someone barter for that we can't get on our own in some way?
Perhaps you'll think of it after some food and rest. That usually helps me.
Honestly, I think I'd rather have a smoke and a shot, Doc.
Well, if you manage to find a good scotch, I'll join you for a drink or two.
I'll keep that in mind, but until then...
Hey, Doc, Yeah. Hey, Cohen. I'm glad you're here, actually. I wanted to ask you something.
All right.
Word is that you and Tyler are going to people's units while they're here with the doctor, or while they're busy somewhere else, and people are finding it a little suspicious, and they asked me to find out what was going on.
I'm not at liberty to say at the moment.
That's too bad. I promised I would get to the bottom of it, and they're expecting me to have some answers. People are still pretty worked up after what happened to Shakes, you know. I'm gonna have to tell them something.
You mean you're gonna have to make something up and get people all riled up?
You know, he might be able to help you. People listen to him. So if he were to use his influence to keep people calm, it might help your search. He may even be able to ask around without drawing too much notice.
All right, fine. I will tell you, but I swear to God, if you breathe a word of it before we finish our investigation, I will personally wire your jaw shut for good. Are we clear?
I'm actually a little offended that you think that I can't keep a secret. Mm-hmm.
All right, someone has been stealing medication, and we need to find out who, because there's a chance that someone is making meth or trading it to someone who's making it. Fox ordered everyone to submit to a new round of tests, and we're searching this place top to bottom to either find the missing drugs or the manufacturing site. Now, we've already searched the top three floors and found nothing. That doesn't mean that those areas are clean. Nothing again!
This is ridiculous.
Hey, we still got another 30 or so to go through yet. Something may turn up.
I can't believe that this is what my life has come to. You know, I could have been playing football professionally. Could have had money coming out of my ears, a giant house, cherry red Ferrari, a parade of scantily clad women.
Yeah, and you could have been infected and died like billions of others.
Yeah, I could have, but it would have been with a smile on my face.
I think we all had bigger plans for our lives. My wife and I, we had plans. We were going to travel, see all the great architectural wonders of the world. Then Tina came along, and all those plans went flying out the window the moment that test came up positive. But I never regretted it. Tina was the best thing that could have ever happened to us. We all had new plans after that, but somehow Tina made us dream even bigger.
They say having children will do that. Check those bags, will you?
You ever have a kid?
Well, not that I'm aware of.
I guess I just assume someone like you would.
Would what?
I'm really sorry, Cohen. It's just we've heard your stories, and naturally I figure that you probably...
I feel like I should be really offended here.
Again, I apologize.
Calm down, Tyler. I was messing with you. Look, I was always pretty careful with that sort of thing. My pops was always really stern on that. More than grades or drugs or anything. Don't be bringing home any little mistakes, Matthew. Heard that every day for years. Plus, I always thought that if I would be a father, I'd be married first. Kind of sissy-ish, I know.
No, not really. I think the world would be a better place if more men thought that way.
Maybe. Don't know that it much matters now.
Did you ever get close?
Nope. Kind of hard to build a relationship like that when you're constantly moving around the world. Chasing after Fox and keeping him safe was a full-time job.
Yeah, he seems pretty capable of taking care of himself. I don't know why you'd have to babysit him like that.
Appearances can be deceiving, Tyler. You don't know that boy like I do. And to be honest, he's family, and you always look out for family.
Well, when you put it like that, I mean, there's nothing we won't do for family. And you know you're still young, and everyone's noticed how well you and Kate seem to be getting along. In fact, I overheard Mrs. Potter saying that you two might be the first marriage of the new world.
Well, Mrs. Potter is a crazy old lady. Just because two people enjoy each other's company doesn't mean wedding bells. And I still don't know if kids are in the cards. Not with the way things are. I mean, really. What would I have to offer a kid at this point? What would any of us? Is this really the kind of world you'd want to bring a child into?
You know, I asked myself that same question a lot when my wife was pregnant with Tina. What could I give this kid? But I tell you, the first time I held her, I knew I'd give her the world such as it is. And I'd do anything for that little girl. Anything.
And that's why you're a good father. This one's empty, too. Come on, let's hit the next one.
Yeah, whatever you say. You're the boss.
Ah, good evening, Cohen. Mr. Warner, any luck on the search today?
Not even remotely. We checked everyone on your list today, Doc, but turned up nothing.
Maybe your assumption yesterday was correct. Perhaps the culprit isn't trying to manufacture meth, but bartering the things they steal.
It makes sense, then, why you haven't found anything. If they already made their deal, then the medicine would be gone.
Except I haven't seen anything out of the ordinary. No extra food or anything like that.
They could have gotten rid of the evidence. If it was food, they could easily get rid of the waste without anyone noticing. Or what if the medicine was being traded for something else, something not material?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like something intangible?
Well, that was helpful. Look, we gotta find whoever is stealing from us. People here need those drugs.
Perhaps we need an alternate way to go about catching them. A stakeout, perhaps.
That's not a bad idea. Fox did say he wanted this resolved before he got back. We've only got a couple of days left. There's no guarantee that our thief will strike before then, though.
If they stick to their pattern, they might.
What pattern?
I take stock every 3 or 4 days, and each time, something turns up missing. When Fox set up this manhunt, it had been a day since something had gone missing. So it stands to reason that tonight, or tomorrow night, our thief will try to strike again.
So I just gotta find a good place to hide, stay up all night, and hope they show up to try to take something, and then decide if I want to nail them then, or wait and see what they do with what they take. Sounds like a piece of cake.
Personally, I'd like to see what they're doing with the stuff. If they're bartering it, we might have a bigger problem on our hands. There could be somewhat unsavory lot close by that may not like their supply line being cut off. Tell you what, why don't you get some sleep? I'll watch tonight. If nothing happens, tomorrow you can do it, and we'll just keep switching out until we find who's behind it.
Well, that's a good idea. All right, then, we'll leave you to it. I'll come by before breakfast tomorrow.
Hi, Cohen. Hi, Miss Jamie. Hi, Mr. Warner. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, kid. Can you do me a favor? Go and get some breakfast with Jamie. We need to have a talk with your dad.
I heard they were making chocolate chip pancakes this morning.
Well, what's going on here?
Go on, Tina.
No, she's going to stay here until...
Tyler, you don't want her here for this.
Dad?
Go with Miss Jamie.
Come on, Tina.
Okay, Tyler, let's hear it.
Warner.
Hear what?
Your confession. We know you're the thief. The doctor saw you last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tyler, please, don't make this harder. We know you've been stealing drugs from the infirmary, and I'm willing to bet that if we searched here, we'd find what was taken last night.
Well, I still...
Tyler, I just want to know why.
Well, I told you why. I told you I'd do anything for my daughter. I'd do anything to make sure she'd be safe. And I heard about a place east of here, a farm, remote but well-stocked, no ghouls to worry about, plenty of food and big open spaces where Tina could be outside. They even have horses she could ride. They were going to get us there. They just needed a few things, and I thought we had plenty.
And you just believed that they were going to take you away to some paradise? It's more likely they'd cut your head off and take Tina...
Warner, I'm not going to tell you again.
I'm not just going to stand
here
and...
That's exactly what you're going to do. Tyler, you know that whoever it was just taking advantage of you. We've kept our ears to the ground since this all began, and trust me, if this place existed, we would have already made the trip. You got scammed. I'm sorry.
Well, I had to try. I had to try for Tina.
Well, all you did was make her an orphan. Better start packing your stuff.
What?
Theft means banishment, Tyler. No one is above the law.
As much as I hate to admit it, he's right. No one is above our laws. But the final decision isn't up to him, or me for that matter, until Fox gets back and decides what to do with you.
You already know what he's going to say, Cohen. Tyler is a thief, and thieves get banished.
I'm not going to throw someone out of here without Fox's say-so, and neither is anyone else. But I can't let you wander around without supervision anymore, Tyler. We're going to have to lock you in at night. When Fox gets back, he'll figure out what to do with you. Until then, I need you to stay in your unit. I'll have food brought to you and...
Well, what about my daughter? What's going to happen to Tina?
I just don't know.
Hey, Loner. Thought I'd find you up here. Things keep going well. You're going to have to find a new hiding spot. I recommend the boiler room. It's a bit hot, but it's quiet.
I'll keep that in mind. How was the house hunt?
Fruitful. West Side hasn't been picked over quite as much, likely due to the amount of corpses. Freaks people out, I guess. Managed to get a good load of canned goods and some hardware as well. Even found some meds and some books to help Mrs. Potter and the kids. Sorry it took so long. Sounds like you had a rough couple of days.
Let me guess. Warner.
Wasn't even out of the truck yet.
I'm sure. Did he try and take credit for all of it?
Oddly, no. I think he was a little too fired up about getting rid of Tyler to make himself look good.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped talking about it. It's part of the reason I'm up here. Got sick of people asking me what I plan to do about the thief.
Tyler give you a reason for why he was stealing?
He was just looking out for his kid. Wanted something better, and he allowed himself to be talked into it. I don't think he was trying to hurt anyone or anything like that. He's just trying to be a good dad.
I can't really fault him for that, but this does put me in a bind. If it was just Tyler, it'd be one thing, but whatever I choose to do here affects that kid as well. Any thoughts on what we should do?
I don't know. I mean, as much as I hate to say it, Warner's right. We can't have people stealing from the rest of us. We have to work together if we're going to survive. But if we banish the guy, we have to decide if the kid stays and maybe eventually resents all of us. Or we send her off with her dad and essentially sentence her to death or worse.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. No matter what her father did, that kid doesn't deserve to be punished as well. So, let's call it a first offense and put him in a sort of parole. We'll give him some extra work detail, keep him locked up at night, and make sure someone has an eye on him at all times. We should also institute some sort of perimeter patrol. If Tyler's little bargaining friends are close by, they might become agitated when they find out their supply line was cut.
That's a good idea. And thank you.
Hey, I know this was hard on you, and I'm sorry for that, but I need you to be able to handle things like this. There may come a time when I can't be...
Don't even joke about that. I can't do what
yes,
you do.
Yes, you can. These people here, they look to you. Like it or not, these people come to you for help, guidance, and let's be honest, a few laughs. And like it or not, one day they may be looking to you to protect them.
I don't know how you handle it.
One problem at a time. Hey, got a present for you.
But it isn't our anniversary.
Shut up. Here.
Holy... Where did you find these?
Here and there. I couldn't get any of these phones to turn on, but I know you have your ways. Get to know them, and when you're ready, I'd like to hear their stories.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
And I also got this for you.
A stuffed bear? Why would you...
I thought Mr. Stuffy's could use a little friend. And he's just as cuddly as you.
Damn it, Kate!
Homestead, Episode 2, The Thief. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Featuring Travis Box as Cohen, James Robinson as Fox, Summer Shore as Kate, Jeff Mitchell as Doc Ryan, Chris Williams as Warner, Rebecca Gurney as Tina and Jamie. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.